You know, there are a lot of us Americans who believe that we are going to have trouble someday paying back the interest on our debt because politicians have run up mountains of debt using other people's money. That is, in fact, precisely the way you ran your casinos. You ran up mountains of debt as well as losses using other people's money, and you were forced to file for bankruptcy not once.
I never filed
for twice, bankruptcy. Four times, a record four times. Why should we trust you to manage the finances of this nation any differently than you manage the finances of your casinos?
Carly, Mr. Trump.
I made over $10 billion. I had a casino company. Caesars just filed for bankruptcy. Chris will tell you, it's not Chris's fault either. But almost everybody in Atlantic City is either in trouble or filed for. Maybe I'll blame Chris.
Well,
but Atlantic City is a disaster. Wait a minute, Carly. Wait. I let you speak. Atlantic City is a disaster. And I did great in Atlantic City. I knew when to get out. My timing was great. And I got a lot of credit for it. Many of the great business people that you know, and Carl Icahn's going to work with me on making great deals for this country, but whether it's Carl or so many others that we read about all the time, have used the laws of the land, which are the
best. Thank you, Mr. Trump. Governor Christie's name has been invoked. I'd like to give him the 30-second opportunity.
Listen, while I'm as entertained as anyone by this personal back and forth about the history of Donald and Carly's career, for the 55-year-old construction worker out in that audience tonight who doesn't have a job, who can't fund his child's education, I got to tell you the truth. They could care less about your careers.